Marhaba, and welcome to the Matrix Green Pill, where real people connect.
Hello and welcome back to the Matrix Green Pill podcast. I'm Hilmarie Hutchison, and today I am so excited to welcome Narissa Lowe, the CEO and founder of Light Organics. Narissa started out in the financial industry, qualifying for the $1 million roundtable in her very first year. Then later on, she started her entrepreneurial journey with the launch of an organic makeup brand. According to Narissa, Light Organics consists of products that are safe enough to eat. They are vegan, cruelty-free, and completely natural. I cannot wait to hear more about that. Narissa, welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Hilmarie. I'm so glad to be here, so flattered and so honored. I'm really looking forward to sharing with everyone a little bit about my journey, and I think that we can all take away from today's session.
I am so excited. So as a start, could you please introduce yourself to our audience?
So I'm Narissa, and I'm the founder of Light Organics. It's the first organic makeup brand here in the Middle East. We're pretty much still the only organic makeup brand here in the Middle East. As Hilmarie has mentioned, one of our greatest strengths is that our makeup is so safe, you can eat it. How I know that is because I've eaten it myself many times. And I'm still alive, so it's all good.
We're going to get back into that a little bit more. Going back a little bit, you've achieved remarkable success in the financial industry. As I mentioned in the intro, qualifying for the $1 million roundtable in your first year. Can you please explain to our audience what the $1 million roundtable is and what it means to qualify for this?
So basically, the $1 million roundtable represents the top 1% of financial practitioners all over the world. It's quite an honor. I mean, obviously, there are different tiers of it as well. And I've been a consecutive qualifier during my career. It's been really great. We get to go to these international conferences every year, usually in the US or in Canada, and we get to rub shoulders with other industry giants. So that's basically what it was. I mean, in my career, we've had a lot of company-wide awards and a lot of category-wide awards as well, a few of which I've achieved. So I had a great journey in the finance industry, which is one of the reasons why it took me so long to kind of get into the entrepreneurial space because of something that was very difficult to let go of.
Well, what an amazing accomplishment. So that begs the question then, why leave this industry that you were so successful in to get involved in the beauty world? What was the catalyst that drove you to make this change?
I've always enjoyed my time in the financial industry. I loved the relationships that I had with my clients. A lot of them were with me for a fair amount of time. So I was actually in the industry for about 17 years. It was hard to let go because I had such a personal relationship with all my clients. And to me, they were like friends. So one of the reasons why I decided to branch out and start my own business is because I just wanted to create something that was different, that could be good for the world in terms of health. I like what I was doing in finance, but at the same time, I wanted to create an impact that would be good for a person in terms of the health and well-being. And I was actually brought to it, was in the shower one day, and I was just like, you know, it'd be great for me to start a business that I could put out to a world and I could be proud to call these creations my own. And one of the main things was the fact that, like, I wanted to have a message. Light is vegan, it's cruelty-free, and I'm obsessed with animals. Love, love, love animals. So one of the messages is, of course, to protect the animals and the planet. And then, of course, the other thing is for something that would solve a problem that women might have or people might have. So one of my personal problems that I faced during my time while I was working was the fact that I had a very severe, like, acne outbreak. And I remember my ex-boss asking me one day in the office, what happened to your skin and why are you looking like that? That's what he literally asked me. Obviously, my self-confidence took a hit and I couldn't stop it because it was like a hormonal outbreak kind of thing. So I actually had to do steroid injections every month and take oral medications that were very damaging to my organs, to my skin, in terms of how it dries up basically everything in my body. During that time, I actually went through a deep dive research and I found that a lot of the chemicals in the products that we're using these days were actually causing those problems. So I decided to just detox my skincare, went full organic, and my skin actually cleared up in 3 months. Versus the 3 years that I spent trying to battle it and cure it with medications. I was very amazed at the results. And during that time, I was just like, okay, so I obviously can't go back to using chemical-based products. And while I could find a lot of good organic skincare, I couldn't find any good organic makeup. And that was when I decided, you know what? This could be something that I'll be proud to stand by because I know it really works because it's worked for me. And if I've been having those problems, then I'm sure there are other people there who are having those problems who would like a solution. So that was how Light Organics was born.
For our audience, the way you spell the word light is L-I-H-T. Can you explain to us what that stands for?
That stands for living in her time. I wanted it to have a lot of meaning behind the branding. Now, L-I-H-T is also what they used to spell L-I-G-H-T as in the Middle Ages. So it was actually a word once upon a time. And one day, I still remember I was standing outside a bathroom in Mexico, and I'm like, L-I-H-T needs to be an abbreviation for something. It just kind of came in, you know, living in her time to encourage women to always be present, because I think it's so difficult these days to be fully present in the moment. We are always so distracted. We're always thinking about a million things. And it's so important to do that, because time is actually our most valuable resource. In everything that we do, we want to make sure that, knock on wood, if we die tomorrow, we go with no regrets.
I love that. And that's exactly what you've done with light. So you wanted to make an impact on the health of people. You found a problem that needed to be solved, and you were able to create a product that solves a problem. So let's talk about that a bit. Makeup that is safe enough to eat. That's an incredible claim. So tell us a little bit more about that.
I'm a firm believer that 60% of what you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body. So you are eating it anyway, whether you like it or not. And I wanted to go one step further to demonstrate this by making sure that the ingredients were so safe that I would actually eat it myself. Now, in a lot of my presentations on stage, I would sometimes invite the audience to come and have a taste of our foundation. So the average woman eats about 8 sticks of lipsticks a year, and we usually don't notice this, but how many of you would actually dare to eat your foundation? That was why I wanted to make a statement, like, I'm eating my foundation. This is not something that people typically imagine themselves eating, but it's so safe that, like, I would actually put it in my mouth and ingest it, and I'm still alive. So that's something I'm very proud to say. I've never had any effects from it. Now, with that warning though, our foundation is not food. And before you do anything like that, you might want to check the ingredients list to make sure you're not allergic to anything. Because I do have customers who are allergic to aloe vera, which is the base ingredient of our foundation. And I've even heard of people who are allergic to coconut oil. So, you know, it's kind of like peanut butter. It's one of those things. It could be food, but the thing is, you could be allergic to it as well. So always read the ingredients list.
Very, very good. I think I'll have to give that a try just to be sure. Let's change directions a little bit. How has being a female entrepreneur shaped your journey, and what advice would you give to other aspiring women in business?
I think even though we're in the 21st century these days, I hate to say this, but it is the truth that there is still a lot of discrimination, even from things like fundraising. There's a shockingly small percentage of funding that goes to female entrepreneurs. However, there's a lot of proof that female-led companies have a very high chance of success. So there was a study that basically showcased that women entrepreneurs only get about 2-3% of funding, but 50% of female entrepreneurs are known to have led a business to success. So it's kind of crazy that there's still that discrimination. And even for myself, when I first entered the Middle East, I did face that with some of the partners that we're going to be working with. They didn't want to listen to me. They talked over me. They ignored me. And they only talked to my partner, who is a white male. It's very sad, but it's the harsh reality of life. I think the advice I would give women is that instead of taking situations like that and feeling victimized, I think we should use it towards building our resilience and our strength, because these things are going to be there no matter what. And I think it's very, very important to hold your own and be extremely confident in what you're doing.
As an entrepreneur, what are some of the biggest challenges that you faced in building and scaling your business? And how did you overcome those challenges?
Oh, it's got to be COVID. COVID's possibly one of the worst things that can happen to a startup. I mean, depending on what your business is, but we basically launched in 27 stores right before COVID. This was in February 2020 here in the Middle East. At that moment, I was like, oh my God, I have chosen possibly one of the most capital intensive industries to go into. And I've just launched in retail that has taken the biggest hit during COVID. I thought I was going to go bankrupt. And I was like, oh my God, this is the end for me. I was very lucky to be able to ride through that because of all the support that we've gotten from our investors and even our team and even some of our partners who have been super, super understanding about everything. And that was the reason why we actually managed to ride through it. And not only that, we're now still steadily growing in an expansion phase. I feel like a lot of it is very karmic. I have a lot to be grateful for, given the kind of journey that we had. COVID is basically, as a lot of entrepreneurs would tell you, squeezing in 10 years of business experience into the 3 years that we had to go through it. So I'm very thankful that we had a fast track. I'm very, very thankful that we survived it because a lot could have gone wrong during that period of time. But I think the support that we had from the people around us was a very big factor in helping us tide everything through.
Amazing. Well, congratulations on making it through the tough COVID period. As you say, it was certainly in the beauty industry, the retail industry took a big hit. Amazing that you've come out the other side and you're still growing. So that's fantastic. Let's shift gears again. Beyond your professional endeavors, I know that you're also focused on personal empowerment and holistic development. Could you please elaborate on the modalities you've explored and how they've influenced your work with individuals, especially young women?
I've always been a big believer in balance, right? And that's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual balance. And that's really one of the things that have kept me sane during the period of time in COVID. I meditate a lot. In my meditations, I get a lot of insights. A lot of people feel like, oh, you're just sitting there and just closing your eyes. It's not very productive. When you physically look at someone doing that, it doesn't look like it's very productive. But you get so much clarity from it that it's actually able to make better decisions in your life and you're able to think clearer. And I just really don't know how to explain it, but I always feel like in those times where I search within myself for answers, I get probably the best advice rather than trying to search for those answers outwards. Meditation is one of the things that I do a lot. I also dabble in crystals, and Tibetan symbols is one of my favorites as well. I feel like it just brings me so much serenity. So I'm a big believer in energy and everything, which is why it's not only have I created soap bars made of real crystals, because the energy gets infused in the soap and the user gets to take on that energy. I also wanted to make sure that the products that we launch are named after positive affirmations, as we did for our foundations and our concealers. Our eyeshadows and our new upcoming launch are named after crystals to remind women that they're gems to the world. And these are all things I believe in. How this influences the way I deal with people is that I'm also a big believer in karma. We put out, we also get back. And that's why it's so important for me to work with people that I vibe with and I feel good energy with, so that we can all kind of like come together with the right intentions. And that's the only way things are going to flow.
You mentioned the importance of balance. And I know there's always a lot of talk about the importance of work-life balance. That must be particularly difficult for someone like you who's constantly traveling. I know you're in different countries and continents. How do you manage your time and maintain a sense of well-being while juggling multiple responsibilities?
I'm a bit of a workaholic. As I mentioned just now, time is our most precious resource. So I'm a big believer that I never want to waste time. And I want to make sure that every minute of my life is spent doing something meaningful, whether it's for work, whether it's spending time with people I love, whether it's spending time with my pets, whether it's doing something that improves myself. I can't just waste time. And that's a bit of a reflex for me. So that's one of the reasons why I'm able to kind of like squeeze in a lot of things in like a short period of time. I multitask well, and that's one of my strengths. But at the same time, I also constantly think ahead about how I would fully maximize my day, because I've had a few near-death experiences in my life. And there was this car accident that I had before. I know how it feels like when my car was about to hit the lorry. And I just thought at that moment, it's over for me. And that feeling always stuck in my head. That's why it's so important for us to kind of like live every day as if it's our last, because that's actually reality.
I love that. So to appreciate the gift of life and to not waste our time on unnecessary things also helps us with having balance in our lives. I think that's an excellent message. Now, looking ahead, what are some of your goals and aspirations for Light Organics, and how do you plan to continue to make a positive impact on the beauty industry and beyond?
Well, I definitely want to grow Light to be a global brand at this point of time, just because there's so few organic makeup brands in the market. I do really want to be the leading global organic makeup brand where it's the top of mind for people. But it's not just about the product, because I also want Light to be a brand that inspires women to shine at their greatest potential. They need to look at Light and see a lifestyle where they're encouraged and inspired to make conscious decisions every day of their lives, in every aspect of their lives. While makeup is the platform for that, the messaging behind the brand is what I feel would be my greatest message to everyone.
Sounds really positive, and I'm so sure you have accomplished so much already that you will continue to accomplish whatever you set your mind to. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and for sharing some tips for our listeners as well. Now we've come to the segment of our show where I'll ask you some rapid fire questions, our version of a game show. Are you ready?
All right, hit me.
Okay. What is your favorite shade of lipstick?
From my range, my favorite shade of lipstick would be Roasted Cherry. It's from our lip glaze selection. Just because I have slightly discolored lips, like I'm quite pale, so I don't really have like a natural pink. What I love about it is that it gives me a natural stain and a natural hue because I can't do like super red lipsticks.
Very nice. Do you have a favorite yoga pose?
I always did a cobra because I have lower back problems.
If you had to choose, would you rather have a pet dinosaur or a pet dragon?
Ooh, definitely dragon.
Very good. What is one thing that you do every day, no matter how busy you are?
I will spend time with my pets. I call them when I'm overseas or when I'm physically with them, I give them cuddles. Like that's definitely something I have to do every day.
Thank you so much for playing along. That was the game show. That was easy enough.
Thank you.
Now, before we wrap up, we'd like to do our green pill moment.
Okay.
So if you took the green pill to go back in time and change one thing about your journey, what would it be?
I would go back in time and do this earlier instead of procrastinating and waiting just because it's so difficult for me to let go of what I had. But one of the greatest lessons in life is knowing that sometimes you just got to let go of something good in order to do something great.
That's fantastic. So that would be a good advice for our listeners as well. If you've got something in mind, don't procrastinate. If you've got a solution for a problem, go ahead and get started on it. That's excellent advice for yourself. So thank you very much, Narissa. It's been a fantastic conversation. I really enjoy talking to you, and I'm going to definitely go and have to try eating the makeup and see how we go.
Tell me how it tastes.
Before we say goodbye, could you please tell our listeners where they can find and follow you? And we'll also put this in the show notes.
So you can follow me at Narissa Low Official. That's NERISSALOW Official. You can also find our products on www.lightorganics.com for our global listeners and lightorganics.ae for our Middle Eastern listeners. You can also get our products offline with our very friendly and professional beauty advisors at Faces Yas Mall in Abu Dhabi, Mall of the Emirates, and Dubai Hills.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And again, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm definitely going to be following your journey, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
If you enjoy our conversations, please like and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.